Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Tuesday afternoon.
You hate the Moody Blues.
I actually like them.
Oh, I love them. It's a mocking impression.
I'll take it.
I don't like him alone, but if they're on the radio. And
you know, him, you mean the Moody Blues
them,
is a group.
Them,
is
them,
a
band, them.
Do you know that in the living room version of this show, Mike said, do not play the Moody Blues. And since that moment, I don't believe I have played the Moody Blues, which kind
of
hurts because I do love the band. I've seen them live six times.
Give me the Moody Blues smash hits, and I'll tell you. I'll do an impression, and you'll know by the impression whether I like
them. Nights in White Satin.
Nights in White Satin.
Number one with a bullet.
Tuesday.
What happened? Something fall?
Yes, hold on. I need a small moment. Pad, won't you?
What did you? What did he lose? What
it
sounded
recorder,
like a massive
he lost
crash.
It,
his,
the digital recorder fell off its mini shelf.
Arms
a backup,
arms.
Recorder. It's down. It's down.
We're back.
Mike,
we're
we have three redundancies, right. And one of them went down.
That's right.
So there's another one.
Nights in White Satin.
How about this?
It's like the whole catalog is like whining. Yes. What's the next one?
Ride My Seesaw.
I don't even know that one.
Ride my seesaw, take its place.
See, I hear seesaw and I hear she shed.
That's different.
Her she shed.
That's my she shed. Don't burn up my she shed. My she shed's gonna be burned up. My she shed.
About one of their more recent offerings, Mike. I know you're out there somewhere.
I don't even know it. See, recent. So you got Night to White Satin and Tuesday Afternoon. What else is their big?
Oh, question.
What's that one?
There's 1,000,000,000 questions.
You're right there. There's rock two. I don't even know that.
You played all of these when you were at the Edge with Jeff Shamrock.
I don't think we played the Moody Blues.
They had to play their core songs. You had to play Nights in White Satin.
Nights in White Satin.
That's
And it's like,
so
that's
good.
All far away, it. Reverb-y.
It's not even from like, my
no,
era.
No, it's so great. Do you know what happened is they were... They were contracted to do a progressive rock LP and handed a hunk of money, and they went into the studio and they created something. They actually brought in session musicians and named them the London Festival Orchestra and made that entire orchestrated album.
Excuse me. Is it Nostalgia Corner today?
No. Maybe something for the future.
Blues?
Yeah, you know what? I'll play you all the Moody Blues songs on Nostalgia Corner this week. Nice!
Mike, why don't we talk about the present?
Yeah, let's do that.
I love the present. I love now. I love living in the now.
Mike, you know what they say? They say, yesterday is gone, tomorrow is promised to no one, today is a gift, and that's why they call it a present.
Oh.
Where did that come from?
Where did that? I don't know. I don't know.
Did your grandpappy tell you that?
No, I think I just came with the stroke.
I
did
made
just,
one of
did
those.
Did you do it off the top of your head?
Well, I'd read it before, but yeah.
Okay, no, but. You didn't write that. That wasn't an original.
No, and he said, when times were hardest, my son, that is when I carried you.
Oh, that's
Jesus.
It's the footprints.
Old,
that's right.
Old Jesus.
Jesus.
Little, yeah. Jesus loves the Moody Blues.
Mike, I really thought, I was like, did he just come up with that?
they're always in a mood. What's the present?
Is this. On this past Friday's show, if you're listening to this.
It was another perfect show, by the way. Oscar, great job.
Time hop. Today is the 17th of December.
Time hop.
So on last Friday's program.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry. What?
Mike, let's take a time hop.
You asked about, and we brought up briefly that. Our friend and business partner, Charlie Burney, is going to Florida to the PGA Golf Tour.
Stop it.
Oh, yeah.
Not PGA Golf. PGA Golf
Show.
So it is the PGA Golf
it
Tour.
It is. I have confirmed.
The
it's
big
a
big one.
It's a big one, but that's in
contingent. Put that dinosaur
that's
down.
That's in contingent with the Golf National Golf Owners Association. They have a show as well.
The NGCOA.
Yes. So.
Mike.
Golf Course Owners Association.
Put that dinosaur down. Okay, it's distracting.
It
down.
Yes.
And you said, look, you at Podcast Village, you have many podcasts come through there. And you did not know that the Golf Business Podcast was broadcast from Podcast Village.
Right.
And you were really into it. You said, I can't believe they have all these thought leaders and tech experts. And you said, I'd really like to know if they want a new voice for the actual program. And I said, well, let me figure out. I thought it was Charlie's voice for some reason.
Right.
Who actually recorded the opening, the imaging of the program. And then I listened to the gentleman who did. And I said, well, I'm going to let Mike see if he wants to steal the job from this gentleman, because you didn't know either.
Do we have an example?
We do. Yeah, we do. This is the most recent episode, episode 36.
And I'll tell you whether I think I could be an improvement.
Okay.
This is the Golf Business Podcast, brought to you by the National Golf Course Owners Association, the leading voice for today's owners and operators. Each episode features guests and discussions about some of the most important matters in our business.
Why does it sound like
this
I did it?
This podcast is supported by Yamaha Golf Cars, the official golf car partner of NGCOA. Now, coming to you from the John Deere studio is Golf Business Podcast host, Charlie Burney.
Welcome to episode 36.
Yeah, that guy sucks. Wow, it was me. It was me after all.
It was me the whole time.
Wow. That's a long time ago I did that, right?
It was a couple years ago.
It was a week ago Thursday.
It's not.
But I didn't realize his head moves.
Wait, you're a dinosaur. This is definitely a YouTube.
Thought he was talking
experience.
About Charlie.
Yes.
Look, his head moves.
But how? And I said, Charlie, because when I told Charlie, I said, Charlie, Mike wants to be the voice of the Golf Business Podcast. He said, Oscar, Mike already is the voice of the Golf Business Podcast.
Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Mike,
I don't remember everything I've done.
What about this one? Do you remember this song? I thought you would remember this one. Because it sounded like ELO when they did it.
This song I like. Is this the Moody Blues?
Yes,
long time.
Yeah, Gemini Dream. Yeah, great one.
Yeah. WABA, how you doing, everybody? Here's a little something from the Moody Blues, a modern song for Rob Spiewak going out to you. Oh, it's got another one, another bar. Yeah. Yesterday. That's typical Moody Blues. Screw me up.
Don't blame them.
I start the song on time. The
song has been the same for 30 years.
Ladies and gentlemen, this one going out to a little boy that's got a latchkey around his neck. He's Oscar Santana, just about to get on the subway.
Long time, no see.
Short time. Well, that's wonderful. Here I was thinking the opening.
We finally
of the show,
found actually, one that you like.
I have some new work to do or something like that.
But you had work and you haven't.
Yes.
Well, I mean that was a Podcast Village job.
Yes.
Yeah.
You understand what that kind of job is, right?
Yeah.
So a Podcast Village job is not like other jobs.
It's not cash money.
Other jobs
up front
would be narrating a documentary. You know?
Yes.
And by the way, somebody, what's this one?
This is called The Voice. I think you'll remember this one too.
There are two conversations being had.
I'm just providing background music.
He likes the Moody Blues. So he's on his Moody Blues kick right now because it's an opportunity for him to play a band he saw in live.
He's seen
many times.
What is this?
You'll recognize what this is. They like putting the orchestral stuff up front, but the single starts about here.
I always picture some like soap commercial. With a guy with a girl with long hair riding on a white horse.
Synthesizer.
Yes.
Synthesizer.
It was the era. Mm. All right, I'll
Where
stop.
Are they from? Where are the Moody Blues from?
They're from Maine.
No, it's Chuck and Barb.
Chuck and Barb from Leesburg.
Has Barb gotten over the big win for the Nationals? Yeah, I don't think so.
I think there's hot boozy breath in Leesburg tonight. Yeah.
Are they a British band?
They are. They are a British band. Sure. They were technically a British invasion band that reinvented themselves. But I'm
okay. Can we get back to the
Yeah, please. Let's get back
work.
To talking about
voiceover work.
Yeah, but the non-interesting voiceover.
No.
I know. You took a tone with that.
I took no tone. You inferred a tone.
Yeah, let's get back to the boring voiceover.
I never said that.
Is there any work for me at all?
Mike, no, but you wanted to be the voice. I didn't know if you had tips for that young man we just played earlier.
Yeah,
but
I would say make it a little less announcery.
Okay.
I'd like to I'd like to have him go back into the studio and be less announcery.
Okay.
I'd get more gigs if I wasn't such a, hand up to the ear. Mm-hmm. And now, please, welcome to IFL.
You see, that's a lost art, what you do. And that's what I love. You don't hear that
anymore. This isn't radio days either. He's not doing that.
No, but if you want to, what I don't need is some...
It's a terrible recording. Where did I do the recording?
I believe we brought it up on the line.
But no, I think it's just the fidelity coming through what we have. That's not
all right.
The
so full. It sounds good,
yeah,
down
sounds,
there.
It sounds yeah. good. Sounds good.
At your thing. Okay, but that's good.
What
that's
I
good.
Don't need when you talk about how announcers are now, I don't need an ambivalent sounding lady announcing the Oscars. I want a big voice announcing
May
the Oscars.
May I make an appeal since we're on this subject?
We're here. We're here, baby.
I went through 2019 without doing a narration of any kind.
Yeah, but that was by choice.
And it's not over yet. There's
what do you
still-
mean it was by choice? It was not by choice. I didn't get any offers. I didn't get any offers for narrations in 2019.
Let me check.
None.
I
might have done
one
thing.
I really think about this.
I did spots. I did some spots, but I didn't do any.
And there's two weeks left in the year.
No, you stop. Will you stop, please? Unlike you, I am serious sometimes.
Okay.
I want to be. It's not all puppy dog tales. I'm trying to get a gig. I want to do narrations for people in 2020. I want to do like another space narration. I want to do another hurricane narration. I love doing narration.
Natural disasters.
I love doing that.
Yes.
And I've always wanted, I've never gotten my entire career, I'd like to do a jewelry commercial.
Ooh. You know,
how would it go?
Every kiss begins with K.
Good. And did we talk about here on the show that the every kiss begins with K is the...
How many voiceover projects have we done that you guys have helped me with that have amounted to absolutely nothing? And by the way, good news for the show in 2020. Mm-hmm. I am in contact with a talent booker for the show.
Oh, yeah.
So I think you can look to getting some,
that would be fantastic.
Some fun guests on the show, a guy that is interested in doing the same thing that Drab never did for us. So,
oh, yes.
Oh, great.
I'm looking forward to seeing if we can... get that moving, and we'll see how that works. Very excited.
What as far as voiceovers for us or for podcast?
No, I would like to do any voiceover work that can supplement my meager income.
I got it. Got
okay.
it.
That's what I'm trying to. So, but the most fun are real narrations. Those are fun for me.
Well, I got to actually work with you on the space one, the Cosmos one, and that was
a lot of moving parts.
That was a lot.
Certainly don't want them to have as many moving parts as that one did.
But that was I have to admit, when all was said and done, and we got that put to video, and they sent us the DVDs. That was impressive. That was really cool to be a part of. Mm-hmm. So you would probably want to do something like that again.
So you're open to, just to clarify, you are open to working on like a feature presentations or documentaries, but that are not too complicated.
No, I'll do anything. I like doing voiceover work. I had a business between radio jobs as a production studio.
A hit factory.
Where that's all I did.
What
no,
was it,
it was Chesapeake. Oh, it was sorry. Chesapeake Recording.
Why did I think it was a hit factory?
Because it was not the Hit Factory.
Hit Factory.
What the f*** is the Hit Factory? Anyway,
I think it's another production studio.
It was called Gold Star Studios in Los Angeles.
No,
oh, my God.
The people that sing.
Oh, my
the
God. Michael's
sing.
Dinosaur. The demon dinosaur has come in. Oh, no. Oh, no. Head upside down. No, it's just work I enjoy. And since I don't really, I realized in 2019 I didn't talk about it. We had a voiceover website that never amounted to much of anything. And it's non-existent, though, in the minds of people. People don't know what it is. Do you know where it is?
MikeVO.com.
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 Absolutely. Zip. Zero. Literally zero. So that's my fault for not following
no,
up on
no,
that.
No, we ran a nice flight of promos. And
yeah, but nothing came of it is my point. That's the point I'm trying
Mike,
to make.
It's a uncharted territory for us. Like, we are very good at this right here. And the land of VO work, I really don't know. I thought a website would have helped you.
I think in the land of VO work, mm-hmm. what has happened now is that these websites have resulted in so many people being able to audition. And the landscape now is young guys that sound disinterested, that real announcers aren't just that used anymore. It's just not, it's not done. If you look at the guy, the best example would be Big Telephone. You look at the Sprint guy.
Mm.
He's an absolute nerd monster. He's just, there's nothing. If you look at the Fidelity Investment, the guy with the beard.
Yeah.
He literally has a lisp.
Yep. Mm.
He is like, that's because you're not planning your future that way. And I'm like going, okay, they don't care. It's more
one of Carrie's best friends from high school is married to a guy named Tony Hoyland, and he's the voice of Thomas's English Muffins. Mm-hmm. And he was one of the first guys who was like, you know, Thomas's English Muffins. Da 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 da. And now they say, oh, can you do a Tony Hoyland read?
Oh, wow.
So he is being undercut on a lot of spots because people are imitating his style.
All right. Here's the idea then. Okay, because I don't think I'm gonna get those. Here's the thing. Gilbert Gottfried does greetings, right?
Yeah, cameo.com.
Oh, we can sign you up for that in a heartbeat.
Greetings. Yeah.
Right. But I don't want to do that.
Okay.
Now, what I would like to do is, and I will propose this, and you come up with a price point. I don't want to make it expensive. I want to make it reasonable. Like, what would be a... I want to make it like 25.
We should talk about it offline. We can compare.
No, I don't want to. I don't want
to. All right,
never mind. It's not that important to me. 25 to 50 bucks. All right. What, 50 bucks?
I think so.
I think 50 bucks is a ripoff. No, it's not. It's my time. Here's
your
the thing.
Time.
And not for what you're providing.
Yeah.
What do I charge roughly $500 to do a regular commercial for people. That's I don't care if that's out there for people to know, but I don't do it very often. For 50 bucks, that's one less zero, I will do a 60-second commercial. And all you have to submit to me is the facts about the person and, you know, for a loved one, you know.
Oh, so this not so much like a commercial, but like almost like a shout out or a tribute. Message.
No, it would be a formal commercial that I would record and send to them in an MP3, in an email. And it'd be like, let me tell you about Dirk Vastrick. Dirk was born in 1925. And
they have to write the copy.
Yeah, you're right. They write the copy. So if you want a commercial done, I will voice your commercial for whatever loved one you have, and I'll do it. Now, this is now remember, I'm saying this right now.
50 a page, double-spaced.
It's content. And tell me when I've done the 10th one.
Yes.
Tell me that I said it, that it was my idea.
A pony, right? Mark this and put this into the soundboard.
Yeah. Why are you shaking your head?
We've worked together long enough at this moment where... I feel like I'm going to get a ring-a-ding-ding at 3 p.m. Say, hey, that personal greeting thing, kill it.
It's not a personal greeting. That's you immediately. This is the way your brain works. You lock on to something. It's not a Gilbert Gottfried. I will record that you.
How is this different?
The listener has to write a commercial.
That's what they have to do for Cameo.
What do you mean Cameo?
Same thing for Gilbert Gottfried.
Well, but I don't think Cameo accepts copy. I think they
get some parameters,
details. Yeah,
and then you hit it. It literally is the same. I would rather put you on Cameo and then you just knock them out.
Yeah, because Cameo has already got the infrastructure in place.
Otherwise, we're running around.
Cameo's hack.
Okay, I agree, it's hack. I think you're better than Cameo.
That's what I think. So that's why I want to do commercials. So what if I have to press a couple of extra buttons?
I'm good with that. I'm just saying. What I said earlier, that I feel like at 3, maybe 3:15, maybe 3:30.
Maybe 3:30 would be between a show.
The greetings. Yeah, I was thinking about that. That just...
So do you think that
waters down my brand. I don't want to do it.
Do you think this is a terrible idea?
I think the idea of you doing this personal greeting is something that is very special.
Not a personal greeting. Commercials for people.
You can call it what you wish.
It's a personal
greeting.
Slash commercial. No, it's not.
Because a commercial is.
I like to say hi to Pete. Pete's a good guy. That's not what I'm effing doing.
But I'm doing this portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by Sam. Sam Johnson is a blah, 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 blah. That's right.
Yeah, no, we sell those spots to...
Oh, we're not going to put it on the air. It's not on the air.
Right, but the commercial implies that you
can't afford to put it on the air.
You're selling a product. You're not really selling, so it is a greeting more than a commercial.
Because you're greeting somebody, but for the person.
In the style of a commercial, in the guise of a commercial.
And if you're up for Mike, who am I to say, this is your show. Like, we'll support you any way you want.
Look, I think that we're always thinking out of the box and we're thinking creatively.
Yeah.
And, you know, I.
What about a finger puppet show for $150?
See, now he's just being silly.
Now you're gone.
How about this, Mike?
You're
playing with the dynosaur, which was entertaining.
I'm playing with the dinosaur and because I'm nervously fingering the dinosaur.
Hey.
Because I'm really thinking about. You know, that I'd love to do.
So let's.
I look back at my year and I go, what's the only thing that was different? The thing that was different is I didn't do any significant freelance.
Let's up your price.
Now you can say, I'm not Dude Walker, where I have a big time agent that goes and looks for me for that stuff because that's what he does for his job.
Dude.
My job is doing this. But at the same time, there's usually one or two that comes my way. Our friend, Mr. Schmidt, Tom Schmidt,
yes, nice
sent
guy.
Us a little greeting, and we did a big project for him. And I like to do one or two a year. They're fun to do, and I didn't do any in 2019.
If we were to up your rate from 50 to 60, then it's $1 a second. And that way they can go longer or shorter.
Do you think by saying this on the air, you just helped my cause? You are as not into this as your brother is.
No. I'm more into it than
you
way
don't break it down to that. You're making it sound expensive.
No, because this way it's customizable. It could be less than that then. Like it could be something shorter.
I'm not going to charge by the second. I'm not going to charge by the.
That could be your gimmick.
You're not being serious. You're both doing shtick.
No. I believe a greater presentation deserves higher dollars.
If both of you were to analyze the meaning, the deep meaning behind this little spiel, you might not be so, let's say, lighthearted about it. I need more money.
No, I'm with you.
Thank you. I'm trying any way that I can. Anyway.
I get you.
Know what? That narration, the hurricane narration, which comes to mind, came at a great time for me. Mm-hmm. Never had that weekend. You know what I mean? Never had that way. So that's all. I'd really like to, do something. If it was and no job is too small. That's the way I look at that. No job. If Gilbert Gottfried can do little, is that a cameo? Is that what he does? Cameo.
And I would be.
There's big celebrities on cameo.
Mike, I would say it's not hack.
I'm taking you out of this discussion a minute. Can I ask you this? Let me talk to my business manager. Okay?
All right. Remember, you were hating him just a minute ago.
No, but he's concerned about dollars and cents.
All right.
And putting them into my account, something you've never even burdened yourself with. So let me talk to him
for a moment,
okay?
Scares me, actually.
Please. And by the way, and thank you for the fruitcakes. So getting back to this.
Not at all.
All right. The cameo. Please do explain with it because I have no idea what
it is. This is the way I look at it for your idea. It's make or build, right? It's make or buy. So you can either buy into the cameo process and put yourself on there, and you can figure out what you want to charge. You set the price, I don't think anybody. I don't want the depressing data coming back for no one wanting my greeting. And to see a report every month coming to me saying
people
zero.
People love you. People love him. People love you.
People like him. Yeah, they don't love that. I'm not a celebrity in the vein that you are.
Do people like Oscar and Rob?
Old Steady says hello. Yes. That's yes. I'll take
it. Well,
I think
that what would happen if we were to try to keep neck and neck with Mike, we'd have to adjust our price point.
It would be very sad.
It would
be very sad.
But it's starting at zero. You know what? They can't take it away.
Yes. And if you're
on Cameo, what do I do? If I get a Cameo request, how does that work?
So you will get a request, and then it'll have the parameters, and then you film it on your iPhone, and then it sends it right out.
Via Cameo.
Through the Cameo
app. How much
app.
Does Gilbert Gottfried get when he does one of those?
It seems to me it was 200. I can check.
I'll do it.
Yeah, please check.
I mean, there's a lot of them. There are those that are like $5 and $10 for like YouTube influencers.
And then there's some lazy ones. I judge the cameo on the enthusiasm given by the artist or actress or actor.
You ruined a woman for me on Cameo. Yes. Yes.
Let me ask you. Well, really? Did he send it?
Jennifer
happened?
Love Hewitt had the laziest cameos known to man. She's doing it in the back of a cab.
And she's saying,
did
like,
she do one
Uber.
For you?
No. But I did watch some of her samples. And she said, and also, she's not as young as she used to be. And one of her cameos was, I'm really sorry that I'm kind of sick, but happy birthday, Jonah. And I'm like,
And if I'm not mistaken, it's time sensitive, so it's going to be on their time because they will expire if you don't come through with the cameos.
What is one thing we can all agree on? How much would I put into those if I did?
You would do great.
You would be you'd be a monster. I think you'd be great.
I would take them all, and I would put
here are the current costs that are listed at Cameo right now. Gilbert Gottfried, $150 with a guaranteed 2-day delivery.
Sorry, I watched one of his sent to me. Or sent to Trip. I think Trip had him do a cameo, and it was really kind of, he was reading it, and it was kind of so-so.
Chris Hansen, $50.
Chris Hansen, the To Catch a Predator guy?
Yeah, the guy.
I'm out.
With his
I'm
sullied career.
It. Nope, that's it. Thank you. End of discussion. Out. Won't do it.
Really?
No, now I know what it is. I have a job. Thank you very much.
Mike,
that's horrible.
You can get Santa Claus for $60.
Can you get a sample of Santa Claus?
I'll bring him up. Hold on.
All right, let's hear what this guy has to say.
Yeah,
this is a discussion that won't end.
This is fascinating.
This is, isn't it?
This is the guy doing Santa Claus, because I do a pretty formidable Santa Claus.
This guy looks like him, though. So he has the outfit.
So it's a fat guy with a white beard.
Yeah, so this is for Ariel and Colton. If she chooses to play, give me
Ariel
one moment.
Ariel and Colton.
Hello, Ariel and Colton. It's me, Santa.
Suck ass. The fidelity horrible, is fat, terrible. Lazy, yellowing beard
is
from where
he
stuffs
can?
Himself.
No, he's in front of a fake mantle.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Hello, Colton.
God, so lame.
Hi, Colton. I have a sign in my yard.
Wow.
Are those cookies?
Well, that's a $60 value right there.
$60 for that douche that gets on there and does that? That's
you have
not
a Santa
fair.
Suit?
I do somewhere. I got a Santa suit from when I owned the restaurant.
Santa this guy.
Did you
is
wear
he, it? Hey, is it, but no, I bet I can't. Is he a real Santa? Like every, you know, by the way, welcome to the boomers.
Yeah.
That are all guys with fat white beards. Yeah. All of them.
He's a pro Santa.
Yeah, he's
what
a
makes
pro
him
Santa.
A pro?
Yeah.
The real
he has
beard.
A real, he has oh, a real beard. Beard. Real
yeah.
beard.
And by the way, speaking of that, I'm seeing a trend with mall Santas where they're using mustache wax and giving themselves a curl on their mustache.
It's a hipster.
Boo.
Stay
it's
away
Santa.
From that. I hate that.
I agree. It's like you're going to your... You know, you're going to the beach the next day. You know,
yes.
Look
hey,
at
Redman the rapper
cure.
Is $125.
Redman yeah. is a star.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How much is he?
$125. Mike, $125 will also get you Tom Arnold. $100 will get you Johnny Damon.
Ooh.
And $150 will get you, and you may want to act on this one fast, Ruth Buzzy.
The dollars.
I might be. You might
up.
Have. Well, hey, we're out of time for the opening segment of the show. Congratulations to both Rob and Oscar for successfully talking me out of my latest idea. Thank you.
Mrs. Z wants candy.
Well, we should have something sweet.
She loves candy.
Airheads, if they're sour, Sour Patch. The watermelon flavored ones.
Sweet Tarts.
Nerds, Black Licorice.
Shannon.
Good and Plenty. Chocolate.
A Hershey bar.
Peanut butter cup.
Mary Jane's.
Bitter honey. I ate all of my favorite candies.
Don't worry, Peach. You can stock up on all your favorites through the Mike O'Mara Shopping Center. Click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Thanks, Peach.
The best of O'Mara.
And before we do anything else, I want to get your letters on. It is not about us. It's not about Rob. It's not about Oscar.
Can you let everybody know what picture I sent you just because you said a picture?
I'll show it
just to confirm. Oh, show. Right. No one's ever seen this. No one's ever seen this.
Yeah, this is
Rob,
great.
Are you okay with this? Are you
sure,
right?
Why not?
Sure,
if we can prevent a really tight close-up, better. Thank you.
A little back. A little back.
That's nice.
Right there. Yes.
Yeah.
That's a picture.
Yeah, it hurt.
You are wearing the same sweatshirt you were wearing that day in the picture.
That's right. It's on the cycle.
What are the odds?
Probably about 1 in 5.
I don't want you to ruin. You're jolly during the holidays. I think you ought to get a driver and have a goddamn great time and go out and party your ass off. And you can have as many drinks as you want. If you don't miss the birthday party and just, you know, you don't want to overindulge.
No.
Right?
Right.
But you know,
I'm
for
good
this
at
thing,
drinking. I can do this.
All right. That's go right. ahead.
Okay. Thank you.
Enjoy yourself. I've been there. You know how many apology tours I've done because of alcohol?
How
I've
many
done a bunch
daughters'
of them.
Birthdays have you missed? Because
I haven't
of,
missed
because of your alcoholism.
I have not missed any of them, but okay. I mean, but you know, but I also have done horrible things under the influence of
terrible
alcohol.
Terrible things.
Not criminal, but not anything I'm proud of. And I've hurt people I love, and yes. I've said things I regretted, and you know, and then I've gone over the top for people I didn't like.
Oh, wait,
where,
no, I got
where
this.
It made me look you're, worse, and I don't like that, and Mike, I still guard against.
You're,
it. It's
you're
terrible.
Right. You're right. What about asking your daughter to move her birthday?
What about asking you to go to hell?
All right, let's open
you know
up the
what?
Mailbag.
How
what?
Is he giving me crap about my sweatshirt where he's wearing that jackass coat when he doesn't even need
I
to?
Understand.
This is not a Christmas party.
Please give my best to everybody today. Tell Charlie and company down there at the Village
thank
that
you,
I love those guys. And thank you for letting me be a very small part of it. I really, really appreciate that. Let's open up the mailbag. Tighter and brighter for your listening pleasure. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Hello, sports fans. Mike's new NFL strategy is the worst and dumbest thing ever. Thank you. If Rob is picking at a higher rate than Mike, does it make sense to pick opposite of everything Rob does? No. This is the worst strategy possible. He will fall further behind faster. Let's say Rob averages 10-6. By going opposite of Rob, Mike is guaranteed he will have a losing record.
Guaranteed.
This weekend is going to be a debacle. Jim Moore of Olney wrote it last week, and Jim, I'm here to tell you you're right. Absolutely right. I will not be employing that strategy this week. I will be preparing diligently.
Much
but I'm
research?
Still not going to win. I don't know. Jim from Olney. Great town.
You're not
Hello,
out of it.
Hello, TMOS groovy guys and groovy gal. I've been listening to your rants about The Irishman on Netflix, and I have yet to take the plunge. But I was wondering if anyone has watched Jack Ryan on Amazon Prime, and if so, what do you think? Well, let me get to the end of the letter, then I'll give you my opinion. I do watch it. I give it a 5 out of 10. It was much hyped, but I just can't buy John Krasinski as Ryan. As a huge Tom Clancy fan and mega fan of The Hunt for Red October, I feel that the series falls flat. Please discuss. Yours in Christ, Mark Kaplan of San Francisco. Mark, I dove into Jack Ryan this year, and completely a different season. It's like, beer! So I haven't revisited it because it was so all over the place and not making a lot of sense, and I got to suspend too much disbelief. So the season that I watched was last year, the inaugural season?
First season, right? Yeah.
Yes.
I love that season. That was just so good. And I find John Krasinski very credible because he's all bulked up as a tough guy.
Do you think it would work this season if after he said a line, if he looked in the camera like he used to do on The Office?
Like he did with that
this
lady.
This is when the Sandinistas come and find us.
You know what? I will. I've not shut the door on Jack Ryan, but the way I judge stuff is if I don't go back to it right away, I float away from it.
Yeah, it's definitely it rear view mirror stuff.
I have some insight. If you would like some, backstage insight. I like the season, but I also like it because it's based in Latin America. There's a lot where I'm like,
And season one was based in your neighborhood.
Yeah, so you know
you're absolutely
ties.
Connected.
There is a gentleman who works for 60 Minutes that we ran into here at Podcast Village, and as he was
Scott Pelley,
as he was setting up and getting ready for his the work, somebody mentioned this last season of 60 Minutes. Of Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan, and he said they cheaped out the season.
Oh, really?
Out of the blue. And I said, what do you mean cheaped out? Like, I just happened to ask, and he said,
it's interesting.
I have friends that work on that show, and if you look at the way that show is shot, even with the cinematography, it is completely different than the first show. It's and you can tell why and how it was shot. Now, location, they made look grand and large and epic, wow. But the way it's shot was not as well as the first season. And maybe that's what you're getting as well.
It had to be because I couldn't put my finger on what it. Now I got to go back and look at it and see what's going on.
Because first season
it
did look
the same sizzle.
It looked like a motion picture. Yes. It looked like a big time motion picture. Yeah.
Wow. They cheaped out. And, it makes me wonder.
Now, I can't confirm that. That's someone's opinion. Yeah. But,
it makes me wonder whether some of these behemoths are a little overextended. So we've got something in news today about that. So it'll be interesting to discuss. Hi, fellas and Maddie. There's been a lot of talk about general grumpiness and negativity going on lately. With that in mind, I'd like to tell you a little story. I bought tickets for both live shows in Las Vegas as soon as they came up for sale. That said, there's so much that can happen between sale and show. Long story longer, my younger brother, 48, who was in kind of a bad shape medically, took a turn quickly, and I ended up spending a week with him in Wisconsin in an amazing hospice facility. Oh, that's sad. He was almost totally non-responsive, and within a matter of 6 days, he died. Wow. On Halloween night, I went home in a blur. Vegas had been booked, air, hotel, dinner, ticks. Ultimately, I decided to go. One of my first encounters was with Jim Amato, who gave me a huge hug and asked how I was doing. It was the first time we met in person, and yet he knew. And he cared, and he wasn't the only one. 3 days turned into a blur that had me smiling and forgetting all the S that I'd been dealing with. Last year, I was battling cancer. This year, a death. Both years, the live show and the fans and you guys breathed life back into me. So, when I hear the Debbie Downers whine and complain, I just think back to the days I had you in my ears and the time I had everyone's arms and energy enveloping me. And I pity those complainers. I just needed all of you to know how important you are. You gave me new, amazing friends that love me for no other reason than I'm me. Thanks for the funny and love to you all. Shelley Whaley from Spokane. And wow, wow, wow. Way to go, Jim Amato. Good job.
Great letter.
Amazing. Boy, oh boy, that keeps you going. Thank you. And sorry for your loss as well. Moving along to our next letter. Hi, TMOS guys. I want to wish my guy, Robert, a happy 53rd birthday. Robert, you're one in a million, a sweetheart, a hero, and badass dad. I'm so glad you came into my life and taught me how to love again. And the best part is, Alex Papp approves and likes him.
Damn! Oh, damn!
Merry Christmas. Woo! And Happy New Year. Love to you all. Iowana, Iowanina, Iowana.
That's exactly right.
Iowana, Ionescu. Did I do it right?
I think it's Iona.
I think what you said was like the Peruvian cleanser.
No, if it was Iona, it would be I-O-N-A.
Ayahuasca.
Iowana. It's I-O-A-N-A.
Okay.
Fi-fo-fum.
I smell the blood of an Englishman.
Yes. Yes.
Well, how would you pronounce I-O-A-N-A?
I-O-A-N-A. Iana.
Wouldn't it be
Iana?
Iana?
Iana.
Mike, can you call us back on Skype, Iana, please?
Yeah, wow.
Iana mañana.
That's right. Tomorrow never knows.
No. Iana mañana.
Isn't she Alex Papp's mom?
Exactly.
Oh, it's Alex. Oh, the hot mom?
Yes.
You say exactly, but you didn't volunteer that.
The hot mom.
But I thought it was sort of implied when he said it was a great dad and Alex Papp approved.
So do you know the correct pronunciation of her
name? I don't know. I think I have heard it as Iona.
I can call Alex and ask him if you like.
Please do.
All right. Iona. Yeah, we'll find out. I'd love to know that. She's got a very interesting Facebook page.
Yes.
That I've looked
very
at.
Attractive.
She's a beautiful woman.
Very much so.
Hello, gentlemen and Maddie. I just thought I would drop a quick line to let you folks know how your show has enriched my holiday season. I recently bought my 4-year-old twin daughters a calendar that counts down the days until Christmas. One morning, after we had changed the calendar to properly reflect the remaining number of days, I said, you know, there's a song about this. I then proceeded to sing the Christmas shopping song, and they liked it. One of my daughters asked if there was a way to hear the song set to music. And Rob's playing it right now. You playing the real one now?
Yeah, it's 14 days. 14 days.
14 days.
Hi there. Only 14 days left for Christmas shopping. Time's a fleeting.
No one really says time's a fleeting.
Anyway, there is. Anyway, I proceeded to sing the Christmas shopping song. They liked it, but one of my daughters asked if there's a way to hear the song set to music. There is, I replied, and rewound the previous day's show to play the song for them. I should mention that while I was setting up the clip for them, they ran in the playroom to grab their toy instruments. So when I finally played the song, it was accompanied by a toy flute and maracas.
Nice.
It's like a Jimmy Fallon show.
Yeah, except probably entertaining.
Thanks for helping me provide this moment for my family. Best holiday wishes, Amanda Kudaswavy. And she's from Bridgeport, which is close to my hometown. Thank you, Amanda. We appreciate that.
Did you ever party in Bridgeport?
A party in Bridgeport?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to it this afternoon.
No, I'm saying, did you ever party in Bridgeport like when you were growing up?
Not really.
Okay.
No. Between kind of like me and New Haven.
All right.
But wait, what do you mean by that?
Well, it's like Bridgeport is a big kind of industrial area. That's before. I don't want to say anything bad about Bridgeport now because she sent us a nice letter.
Is it?
Is it in a Renaissance?
No.
Is it like let's say it's a Baltimore
city?
Is it the Dundalk of, or is it more like let's say
Columbia,
Maryland?
It's not like Columbia, Maryland.
Okay.
It's really not like Dundalk either. It's hard
in the middle. What's in the middle? Skaggsville.
Skaggsville. You might be right about that. If Skaggsville had a few more factories and a seaport. Hi, everyone. I just wanted to.
It's called narrowcasting.
How are we doing? We're doing fine. Oh, my God. I'm so late. I just wanted to tip in on your conversation regarding the increased negativity around the holidays. A lot of that today. Yeah. I'm a high school teacher, and it's a fact that student behavior drastically worsens as the holidays approach. I need to remind myself that every year. It's sad in the context of a child who is unconsciously reacting to the fact that his life isn't the social ideal that he sees on TV. However, when an adult does that on a Facebook group without the self-awareness that we'd love adults to have, that makes him a hump. If you ever ask me how my holiday was, I always say, great, how was yours? And that's it. That's all. Love the show every day, John in Rochester.
That's
Thank
all.
You.
That's
and
all.
I hold in my hand the last letter. Oh. And we got to really hustle. I've been listening. I'm sorry. I've been meaning to write in, dear TMOS, and tell my holiday horror story for a while. My first job out of law school was as a public defender in a rural county in Washington State. Because I was the new guy, I ended up being on call for holidays. I got a call early Friday morning after Thanksgiving to meet a newly incarcerated gentleman. This guy had gone to the family Thanksgiving dinner on meth.
Oh, no.
And likely other substances.
Yes.
For unknown reasons, he grabbed the carving knife during dinner and stabbed Grandma multiple times.
Oh, my God.
She somehow lived. Wow. When I went into the room to meet with this gentleman, he kept saying that I had to get him off and he couldn't go to jail. I tried to explain to him that he stabbed his grandmother in front of multiple family members and the outcome was almost certainly jail time. Dissatisfied with that answer, he attacked me.
My God.
He caught my left eye with his fingers, causing severe lacerations and a detached retina. I tried to hold him off till multiple sheriff's deputies came to my rescue. I then had to be transported by helicopter to a hospital in Seattle for emergency eye surgery.
My God.
Which thankfully saved my vision. And that is my holiday horror story. Merry Christmas, Dave McIntosh from Dunedin, Florida. There you go. Wow. That's awesome. Oh, my God. Play the music. We got to get out of here. And
I had to explain to him. That you stabbed your grandmother.
you stabbed Grandma. We'll take a break.
The Fox Network is responsible for some of the most useless competition shows in the history of television. The Masked Singer. So You Think You Can Dance. I Can See Your Voice. Beat Shazam. Alter Ego. The Masked Dancer. And now the Fox Network has come up with the stupidest, most pointless, and confusing competition show ever. I Can Hear You Dance. Masked judges score masked dancers based on the sound of their dancing. Sound confusing? You bet it is. I Can Hear You Dance. It'll have your wang tip smoking.
On my left foot. On my right foot.
Who wins? Who loses? Who cares? You'll always be a winner when you buy the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Subscribe today at MikeO'MaraShow.com. I Can Hear You Dance is produced by Alive Bear and only on Fox Midnight.
The Best of O'Mara.
Very good. Welcome back to the show. We're taking your Christmas complaints, and we've got them for you right now. We have doppel complaints, two for the price of one. Let's take another call right now.
Hi, TMOS crew. This is Janet from Rochester, New York. I want to thank you,
Janet,
for the opportunity to air our holiday complaints. I have two. The first is that maudlin, insipid song about the kid who wants to buy red shoes for his dying mother. Merry Christmas. And the second and more important one is, please, for the love of God and your fellow men and women, stop with the Hickory Farms crap box in the office gift exchange. It is the worst. It clearly shows that you don't want to shop and you don't care who gets it, so please don't even participate. Merry Christmas, everybody, and thanks for all you do. I am anxiously awaiting my very first fruitcake.
Ooh, your first one. Let us know. Let us know. That's wonderful. I love that call. Let's take another one on the complaint line.
Hey, it's Dave. Complaint. Holiday-related complaint. Hanukkah candles. There's a lot of companies that make them, but the typical ones drip. Hot wax. A lot. All over the place.
That's Smolar, right?
Yeah, of
Is that Smolar?
Smolar. Yes. Happy Hanukkah,
Dave,
Smolar.
Call after the first of the year. All right, let's take
a... He has a different New Year than us.
I thought he was going to say all over your body.
All over your body.
Wax Thank you very much. The Smolar house.
Hey, we got a... This is not a complaint. This is a happy anniversary.
Hey, guys. This is Jewel from Cincinnati.
I'm perpetually about 2 weeks behind on the podcast, so I don't know if the Yak Shack is on or off at the moment.
Yep, sorry, couldn't get to all your call. Let's take a long tail.
There's a long tail.
Long tail. I know there is. All right, I'll.
Hey guys,
it's John
Jewel
Cougar
from Cincinnati.
Jewel.
I'm perpetually about 2 weeks behind on the podcast, so I don't know if the Yak Shack is on or off at the moment. But I wanted to call and wish you guys a happy 10-year anniversary. I always remember that this is the day because, well, it's tomorrow, but today is my birthday, and that's an easy day to remember.
Ooh.
And about 10 years ago, I also got laid off, so let's go get them. Thank you, guys.
Go get them. Thank you very much.
Him. Happy holidays, Yak Shack. 3 days after having my hip surgery, and I feel like crap. Mike, you didn't tell me that it was going to hurt this much.
Oh,
well, everybody have a good Christmas. This is Bill from Washington, D.C.
Hey, that guy Bill, that was laid off 10 years ago, you think he has a job yet? Because he didn't indicate that he's able to land
on
his feet.
He said, go get him, which is good.
Okay, well, yeah.
So that's the answer, go get him.
Still fighting
the
good fight.
I'm thinking about the last call, the guy with the hip, you know, because I'm thinking, yeah, I should have told him. It hurts more.
Mike, you shook it off, though. You were right back on that horse.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I the first one, all sorts of issues. All sorts of issues.
Do you remember, though, how many days did it take you to come back on the air?
I was on the air right away,
right?
Because I could sit and do
this.
I remember, right away.
I remember getting up after I do the show after that, and it was just like, "Oh,
yeah,
oh God,
but you
oh,
did
no,
the show,
God.
Yeah,
I did the show,
that's
yeah, I did the show,
incredible."
Because I'm a mang. Hey, somebody wants to talk about the Irishman on the bitch line.
Mike, Rob, Oscar, I'm calling with the holiday grievances, and I gotta tell you. Thought I was going to complain about my family and, you know, having to see all of them and put up with all that nonsense. But I got to tell you, one grievance stands above all. And that is you guys with your inconsistent hate of the Irishman and just...
Did he say inconsistent hate of the Irishman?
Yeah, that kind of diffuses
it. That it's not unified?
Yeah. Or that we went back and forth. I think we all disliked it from the get-go.
Yeah, I mean, I watched it, but the Irishman is weird. I feel like there's a hype machine behind it.
We put more thought into the Irishman than we did than you did your daughter's sleeping arrangements.
Yes, oh, most definitely.
How wrong
good
you
callback.
Guys are about it. That
Thank
movie,
you.
Brilliant. That movie is
back to the call.
The American gangster shown over the course of the rise and the fall of it. It's incredible. It is Martin Scorsese's best movie. Oscar, for you to say that.
Suck it.
Yeah, all right. Sorry, not enough
time
for that.
Wow, that's not like you.
No, I usually like the listener.
Yeah.
That guy.
A lot of people, look, the fact is a lot of people like the Irishman. We did not. Let's take a call from Joe from Lodi. He called on the Yak Shack a lot.
Hey, my Christmas complaint line call. This is Joe from Lodi. I didn't get to share. My complaint is the Yak Shack died before I got to share my Christmas horror story about my ex-wife cheating on me just before Christmas. horror story. Oh, sorry, guys. I got nothing. Hey, Merry Christmas.
Hey, you. Thanks, Joe. We appreciate it. Another call from Northern California.
God damn it, from Sacramento.
Thank you very much.
That's
appreciate
it?
That. Yeah, we got another short one. Short, genuine grievance.
You know what ticks me off during the holiday season? When some housefrau parks her cart in the middle of the grocery aisle to compare prices on something and then gets pissed when you ask her to move aside so you can get through.
Thank you.
That's
appreciate
it.
That.
That's you know, that really had vitriol.
Here's a St. Petersburg call.
Hey, you sexy boys. This is Kim calling from St.
Right.
Pete, Florida.
Hi.
The biggest bitch about Christmas is the expectations and the overboard gift giving. I'm always broke at Christmas, and I don't need any more crap that I don't need. People are buying me way too much crap just to say that they gave me a present. I'd rather just skip it all and spend my money on the TMOS bonus show.
There you go.
Rich.
Yeah.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
That's
that.
My kind of call.
Hell yeah.
All right, the crappy Christmas is our next call here.
Hey, this is Morton from Hialeah. I want to share with you my most memorable Christmas story. One year, I took my daughter up to the north where my father was living with my challenged brother. And my father was probably drinking too much at the time. We were there for Christmas Day. My sister was there. And all of a sudden, my daughter came over and told me that the water wasn't draining in the shower. And then my brother came over and said the toilets weren't working. So my father just kind of grumbled and said, well, no one's going to come out on Christmas Day. My sister, you know, being who she was, took command and called somebody. They came out. I went downstairs with the plumber, and
oh, no.
There was access pipe to the septic system there. It was about at maybe face height, and he took the cover off, and there sitting right there inside the pipe was a big old turd. So anyway, he put a snake down it and went ahead and cleaned it out as best he could. See, the old man hadn't been keeping up on getting the septic system pumped out. I went back upstairs, and in one of the toilets, my brother had just been in there, and he left this enormous turd in the toilet, and it was very disturbing to see. Now, when he drove me back to the airport, I talked to him about it. You know, I referred to it as the gigantic turd, and he said that it was just a change in the bowels. He was not concerned about it at all, but it was absolutely what? The biggest turd I ever saw in my life.
Okay.
All in all, it was a crappy Christmas.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Look, there he goes. There's the man right there. He loves that. There you go.
Mike, this man has a master's degree.
There you go. Thank you. All right, got a few more left here with your Christmas bitch line.
Hey, guys. Derek in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. I would like to voice a holiday complaint. Something I'm not looking forward to this Christmas is getting together with the whole family, because a couple people on my wife's side are vegans, and it started, and you know, I know vegans that are fine.
Fine.
I feel like these people do it for attention, and it started several years ago. Suddenly, they brought their own food.
Oh no!
And then, you know, the next year there were some vegan offerings at dinner, and the next year there were more. To the point that we were having almost a whole vegan meal. And these are two families out of a large family. Suddenly, we're catering to these people, and it really got bad one year when my mother-in-law looked at me and said, I don't know what I'm going to feed you. And I was like, I'm not the one with the special diet. I eat everything. It doesn't matter what it is. I will eat it. Vegan or not, fine. I'm not the one causing the problem here. So I get that to look forward to. And hopefully there is normal food available. But if there isn't, I will nicely eat whatever is provided because somebody made it for me. Oh, Merry sweet. Christmas, guys. Love you. Bye.
I'm that not the problem.
That's great. That's so
that
real.
So great.
We have a vinyl corner for Rob right here.
Hey, boys and girls. Mike calling from North Idaho. Idaho, the dumbest state in the nation, according to the polls.
That's nice.
Rob, let me ask you, are they all a minute and 45 seconds? It's not your fault, but are they all a minute 40?
Let me tell you, you know what, as a preemptive, let me just say this gentleman one thing. Thank you for calling. I have that record, too. It's not that big of a deal.
Okay, thank you very much. Alan Wenzel weighs in on the
Hey, Uncle Mike. Hi there. Your old pal, Alan Wenzel.
Hi, Alan.
And here is my Christmas beef. It's pompous Christmas newsletters. And so when we get these newsletters at our house, a member of the family is given the opportunity to read it dramatically, but they can also change some of the facts that they want to do that. So for instance, if little Johnny is being praised because he spent 4 years in the Peace Corps, well, maybe little Johnny spent 4 years in the clink because he tried to knock off a liquor store. That's all I'm saying. And that's the true meaning of Christmas right there, isn't it?
It's a fun household.
So Merry Christmas to all my TMOS friends. Rob, what time should I show up on Christmas Eve? And here's to another 10 years. Bye.
Thank you, Alan Wenzel.
5 p.m., Alan. 5 p.m.
College friend from American University. And our final Yak Shack
I hold in my
ladies
hand.
And gentlemen. The final one.
Mike, Rob, Oscar, this is Craig from California. This is not called the Yak Shack. This is more like the Narcissism Shack, so that the same people can hear their own voice every week. Oh. Glad that you discontinued it. Now you're going to bring it back. Please, please. We can't bear to hear the same New Yorker with the awful accent
speaking, or
what?
I don't know.
What?
Whomever.
What?
Flamed anyway, out. Happy holidays.
What? Thank you. That's that was nice. Kind of it.
He flamed
That's
out. Good. He flamed
very
out.
Very good. I'm very glad. Like I'm very glad we got
like
to
the yak shack.
It flamed out. Flamed that's out. That's
flamed
why
out.
We do it.
Yep. Flamed out.
We'll take calls maybe in a year.
Yeah.
We'll
yeah.
take calls yeah. in Mike, a year. That's the way that'll go.
Easter.
Easter, yeah. Next holiday with the bunny.
Exactly, the bunny, the yeah. rabbit, Easter rabbit.
Good stuff. We'll come back and talk some football right,
all right.
here. Woo! On the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
Hi, folks. It's aging television heartthrob Tom Selleck. Back in the 80s, I played a Hawaiian detective on Magnum PI. Look, this isn't my first rodeo, and let me tell you something. I wouldn't be here today if I thought the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show took advantage of any American podcast listener. Or worse, that it was some kind of way to take your home. That would help my kid and I'd sell my own grandmother for a hot lunch. No, a Mike O'Mara Bonus Show subscription isn't some kind of trick to take away your home. In fact, it's quite affordable. I mean, I can't afford that kind of thing anymore, but surely you can. After all, this is how Mike, Rob, and Oscar try to feed their families. Go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and start your subscription today, won't you? Look, I'm proud to be part of the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show family. I trust them, and I think you can too. The other thing people always ask me is if I banged Courtney Cox when I was on Friends. Yes. Yes, I did. And I think you could too.
The best of O'Mara.
Hey, Carla! Hey, Carla! Once you come into the focus, come into focus.
It's like a Fellini film.
You gotta really learn it. Lean in.
Lean in
so people can see you.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, buddy.
There you are.
Hi. Hi. What is this?
There you
it's
are.
It's a portrait effect.
It wow. is.
That's awesome.
Wow. Good luck today.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you. We're gonna need it.
Thank you.
Oh, that's nice.
What did you, who's the person we had drinks with the other night and dinner? What did they say about testosterone and me? What were they doing?
She could help you.
Oh, yeah. We're going to get you all settled.
Yeah, something like we're going to get you the help
settled?
You need.
We're going to get pellets in your ass.
All right. Okay, whatever. Okay. Another time. Thank you. Sleep Number stores. Go to sleepnumber.com/TMOS. When you go to a Sleep Number store, please tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you pellets in your ass.
Right. In yo,
I don't know what that means.
That's gonna be either. A great air right. check.
Can Shut I up, tell pony. My yogurt? Can I tell my yogurt story,
Mike? I was just wondering if you had anything that had to do with yogurt to tell us.
Right. Here it is.
All right,
and stop, Rob, with the biological functions. All right,
right. I agree.
This is.
Oh my God.
This place now more than any time in years past. I always tell you it gets more crowded and more crowded and more crowded. We venture out, and I'm with my wonderful little son, and he doesn't want to go out. And who can blame him going out of the house the way it is down here? The traffic is here. The people are here. It's crazy. It's nasty. And so parking lots that in the summertime are virtually devoid of people are right. now just busting at the seams.
There
are people everywhere. So the job is to, what am I picking up? I'm picking up, I think, some protein for the keto dinner at Costco, and I had to get one other thing that I don't remember at Costco, but it's a real quick trip. I pick up a few things for dinner, and as I'm, it's so crowded, and as I am walking my shopping cart, there is a lady, and I'm briskly walking because I want to get out of there,
mm-hmm.
and this lady is in front of me and starts to move across and looks at me, top of her lungs, and goes, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa!" And that's the way it sounded too, with her nasty scowl, and so she cuts across in front of me after saying whoa whoa with no other greeting or thank you, excuse me, or anything wow. like that. So I look over at her at the exact same volume level, and I go whoa 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 whoa, and the people in back of me crack up. A slightly younger yeah. couple yeah. laughing. And that's, I turned around
the original whoa, whoa lady, can you estimate her age?
78, 79
but
years
getting,
old.
Getting around okay, but older.
Maybe older. Maybe okay. older. Right. And just sitting there with this face.
Scott.
They all have this face.
Yeah.
Like that. And I turn around to the people who are laughing at what I did, and I go, it's season in Florida. Yeah. And so I check out, and I promised Michael that I would go to Yogurt Mountain. Which I think is the name. Do you have those in a...
No, I think this might be exclusively Florida.
I think it's called Yogurt Mountain.
Yeah.
Look it up. It might be... I think he said Yogurt
Mountain. Yeah, let me tip that into my old...
That's a yogurt video mountain. I found last night.
Twice a morning, Mike.
Gross.
Guys, I don't want any more... jokes, okay?
Can we please? That was not that.
Was this me?
No, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to Robin Pony.
Yeah. Well, but they're both sexually deprived for different reasons.
All right. So listen, we go there and he wants to get his yogurt that he loves the yogurt where you can self-serve yourself and then put all the stuff in it, right? So there's one of these stores over in the mall, and that was his. That's what got him out of the house. And he was. I said, "That'll be your thing for the day." He said, "Can't we go to Chuck E. Cheese?" I said, "We don't go to Chuck E. Cheese every weekend. All right, it's not. You know, your life is not an amusement park yet."
Yogurt Mountain, a national chain. There's one in Hanover, Maryland.
Yeah, there you go, Yogurt Mountain. So we go over there and
over 50 toppings.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a. You know what? If you are looking for a sugar rush. It's, you know, it's a salad.
It looks fun.
It looks like it's a lot of fun. Yeah. We go to, so we walk into Yogurt Mountain and there's a lovely little teenager that's, you know, working at a part-time job there. And she's there and there's a man in front of us and he kind of does a slide in front of us, but not in a rude way. He just wanted to get his sweet sugar on. And so he goes in front of us and he asks for, they give you sample cups so that you can go up and try the different yogurts. And they ask, so I'm not able to partake because it's got sugar and I don't want to, you know, screw up what I'm doing right now. So Michael gets his little sample cup and he moves over and he's trying the different flavors and it's adorable and it's fantastic. And one of the flavors I think is mint chocolate chip and the other is cookies and cream. But I should point out that, you know, it's one of these yogurt flavored things. These
you gotta pull cookies them. Self-serve. But
it's also not cookies and cream out. No. It's the flavor of cookies and cream. Right,
because it's gotta be smooth.
Right. So the guy's in front and the older guy, it's kind of a golfer dude that's getting his stuff and he's amused with Michael, which I think is great. Thank you for, you know, engaging with my son. Mm-hmm. Everything's fine. So at this point, he picks chocolate, white chocolate mousse. That's the flavor of yogurt that he gets. I'm like, well, way to go, sophisticated.
Yeah, nice palate. I stay away from mousse regularly.
Well, that's where the maturity ends because when I give you the toppings list, that's when he becomes a 6-year-old. He is 1,000% 6-year-old, and I still remember what he picked.
Okay,
so he gets his yogurt mousse, and he fills. You know, I filled it for him, and you know, you don't want to go too crazy because they only have this one like medium size.
It's also cup. Weight based.
I was going to say they sell by weight, right?
It's sell by weight. Yeah, so he gets his little yogurt, and it's white chocolate mousse, and then it's over to what he really likes, which is the topping bar. So here are the toppings on his ice cream, and you tell me if there's anybody that other than a 6-year-old that could ingest this concoction. He gets Stroop waffles, little mini Stroop waffles that they have there. He gets two of them. I said, how many do you want? He says, two. This is his treat. He gets whatever he wants on the thing. And by the way, it's by weight, you know, so it's not like we're piecemeal.
That's
so
light.
I said, Stroop waffles.
That is
then he moves on. He moves on to the one item that really would prevent me from enjoying it. He wants Sour Patch gummies.
So
white chocolate mousse, Stroop waffles.
That is quite
and Sour Patches. Then he gets chocolate shots. And what was the last one that he got there? Oh, my God. I'm going to forget. Oh, here we go. Fruity Pebbles.
Yeah.
Fruity Pebbles cereal.
Yes.
So that's it. A combination of chocolate and fruitiness. That is
the
just,
sour, though.
This is.
And here's the deal. Yogurt. The only problem with frozen yogurt is that it always has the slightest underpinnings of sour because it's yogurt, right?
Right.
So don't put Sour Patch Kids on the underscore.
He doesn't know that flavor profile.
But still.
He is happy.
Did he eat it?
So, he ate it when we got home. So we get up to the cashier and we're going to check out. And I am behind the golf guy that was engaging. He pays. And I'm taking a step up when out of the left corner of my eye comes a monster.
Oh, no.
An evil 70 plus year old bowling ball, furry facial hair, female monster bitch that comes out of the corner and just does literally. Doesn't give me, or more importantly, my son, a second thought, as she bowling balls her way up to the counter and says to the cashier, "What's this?" Showing this little poop of her sample cup to the person, "This isn't cookies and cream." She said, "Where is the cookies and cream? You don't have it here." And the lady behind the counter says, "Oh, it's the third one down. Yeah. The right spigot has the cookies and cream." "No, this is what I got." And she says, I'll give the girl a lot of credit. Mm-hmm. She looks right back here. He said, "That is cookies and cream."
Yes.
At this point, this rhino troll says in her raspy, nasty ass voice filled with attitude, "Well, I didn't see, and it's not cookies and cream, chocolate chip cookie dough."
Okay. Okay.
She
right.
says, "Fair. I didn't see any chocolate chips or cookie dough come out." At this point, I want to get, if I had a full cup of water, I would have dumped it on her head.
Oh, no.
She is so, being so rotten.
Hostile.
To this girl.
Yes. Yeah.
She's being so, and she's in a place where she's getting a treat. Why are you being a monster to this poor teenager that's working her part-time job? So she, the lady explains, the girl behind the counter says, "Well, chocolate, it's not really chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream. It's chocolate chip cookie dough flavored yogurt."
Yes.
And I swear to God, this is the quote. She says, "Well, if you say so," and turns around, and I'm like, I am so put off by this woman.
You'd have to be speechless at this point.
Right. We pay. It's roughly $5 and change for this yogurt and with the way I hand this young lady a $20 bill.
Good man.
And I say to her, "Keep the change because," and I said, as we're walking, and I know the lady, Koba, I said, "Because we're all not like that."
Good man.
And good fortunately, man. My son was oblivious to it, and good. We walked out, and now I've used too much time. But God, old people, okay?
Represent yourself.
Sons and daughters of the greatest generation are, I think, the worst generation.
I think you may be right.
Entitled, rude, soft, and a bunch of f***ers, okay? I was in pain on my angry deathbed.
Oh, boy, you.
It's my aching belly, my diverticulitis, which is flaring up.
You're going to cry, bitty baby. Oh, you're going to fucking cry. Look at him, he's crying.
It's going to be embarrassing, but since I have no material left on the show today, and I'm cloudy, and I'm having trouble reading, I will tell you it's because I wore too tight pants.
Does stress get at it?
Yes, the stress of that last segment. Stress of old promos, the stress of no guests.
I drink your milkshake, Eli.
Mike O'Mara is killing himself for you. Are you so selfish that you can't show some damn common decency and buy a bonus show subscription? He gives and gives day after day, and you sit out there with your hand out like a selfish You're killing him. How dare you? Click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com and buy a bonus show subscription today, for the love of God.
The best of O'Mara.
All right, Tony, we got to do some business with you.
Yes.
One of the main reasons we booked you on the show today, and then thank God you brought Annie Yu in, because we've loved Annie for a long, long time.
Thank you.
As far as accessibility to radio and the work ethic that is required to come in and sit in on a show like this, there's nobody better than Annie.
Can I tell you something about Annie?
Yes, go right ahead, please.
A week or so ago, Donnie was off one day. Imagine that. And
how did he swing that?
Man, I don't like the way that tree looks in my backyard. Honey, call the station. I'm not going to be in today. Yes, sir. Annie. Still won't top Jack Diamond, who called out sick one day. This is a true story. Because his eye was hit by a concussive raindrop.
I remember that.
Jack Diamond did that. Yeah. And that was a big story over at the Jennifer Street Studios over there. That somebody told me that. Excuse me, I won't be in today. My eye was hit by a concussive raindrop. That's
significant blurring room, buddy.
You'll probably be mad. I love Jack too. Jack's a good guy.
Annie guested on the show with me.
Yeah,
guest
hosted. That was great.
Yeah. Fantastic.
She is a natural.
We
it
had
was great.
So much fun. I was just following you.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was.
That's sweet.
Do you practice this?
No. Kindle. It's okay, all natural, babe. Okay.
So your name came up last week, Tony, when we were just blown away by an announcement from one of our crew members down here at Podcast Village, when he saddled into the station and informed all of us, I'm talking about Rob Ford,
mm-hmm.
that Rofo, your former producer on the yes. Tony Perkins Show, Rob Ford informed us that he is taking the plunge, that he is getting married.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah,
we were stunned.
Now, I think something that should be said is we all found out on Facebook. Oscar didn't even know until you and I told him that we found out on Facebook. And mm-hmm. Tony didn't know until I texted him to come in and comment on it.
Literally. Right, I know a little about Rob Ford. He came up to my place up in Maine one time, mm-hmm. and that really, I don't have nearly the contact that both Oscar and Rob have with him,
right.
and that you had with him when he was producing your show. So you guys take this over. I don't know what to ask as much as you guys probably do.
What was interesting and peculiar, I guess, for mm-hmm. us was the idea that a man child such as Rob Ford, who's now become a wonderful professional in his own right,
staring down 30 years of age.
28, 29, sure. who knows? He's looked the same since I've known him, right?
Yeah, so big guy.
And in love, not in love, and you were there for the inception of the relationship, right?
So,
a rocky start.
Here's the mystery to me. First of all, so he is engaged. We've determined that. Yes. Has he revealed the name of his fiance? Because when he was with Gary and I on the Tony Perkins Show featuring Gary Stein, may it rest in peace.
GarySteinPhotography.com.
We had to use aliases for her.
Yes.
He wasn't even comfortable being public about her name.
Yes.
So
this is the same young lady.
It's the same young
same
lady.
Same young lady. I guess over time they've been together for 4 years.
Oh, it's been 4 years.
And
remember, they got a dog together.
They
That's
got a dog.
Step.
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And when we asked her, we said, "Well, what happened? Is there some pageantry? Mm-hmm.
How
did you call? Did you call her dad? Did you do?" And he goes, "No, we're kind of just sitting on the couch for a long day at work, and she looked at me, and I looked at her, and he said, "Yeah, let's get married." And then boom, on Facebook, engage. No ring. No nothing.
No
That's
ring.
It.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get married. Who said that?
I think the Friday...
He kept saying it was mutual,
and he let her name go on our show. He talked about her name. Her name is Winona.
Winona. Okay, yes, Winona.
No, did he... I don't remember. Oscar, did he...
He never mentions her name.
Okay, so let's go with Winona.
So what he said is Winona, Fiona, their dog.
Yes.
And
their virus, Corona.
and for me, it was blink if this was forced upon you from a guy's perspective.
Okay,
because I remember that Friday. That Friday was after a long week's work, and he didn't leave here. We didn't leave here till like 9:30 p.m. After I would say he got in before 8 a.m.
And to paint a picture, he indicated that the night of the proposal, he was couch flopping tired, like he just sort of flopped down before the conversation.
He also
began.
Said they discussed it prior to this.
They had discussed it.
It was kind of an ongoing discussion that they had talked about it. So that was there.
So when we heard no ring, and Mike doesn't like the whole asking the family for the blessing or permission.
Well, I said to them both, Rob
on one knee.
He did not. He sat on the couch.
And Rob and Oscar and I split because Rob and Oscar felt that the traditional thing is to ask the family, and I'm the oldest one in the room, and I said, no, I mean, that's not required
anymore.
I think
it's
I didn't think that was...
It's a sign of respect.
It's good form, but you're an old soul.
And look where it got me anyway, so whatever.
but Oscar from the Latin experience, which is traditionalist in that.
Yeah, you got
it. But I'm like going, if there was a proposal and I got a call from... one of my daughters, and it happened. It wouldn't be that. It's not like I need them to fly down and ask permission. It would be nice, but it's not required.
What about a blessing?
What's that?
A blessing, maybe not permission, but a blessing.
So if a guy called me, this is the way I look at it.
Yes.
If a guy called me and said I'd like to take your daughter's hand in marriage, I would consider it a respectful thing to do, and it would be a bonus. I would no way expect it.
Right. That's you wouldn't be mad if your daughter called and said, hey, I got engaged to Joe or whatever. You wouldn't be mad.
Right.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be mad, no, because I don't expect it to be asked of me. And if I've met the guy and we've hung out, now if it was completely sight unseen,
Also say the fact that if you are asking for a daughter's hand, you're expecting a yes.
Yes, that's right.
You don't call if you think there's a glimmer of doubt. So it is more of, I guess, a sign of respect.
Now, what's the Asian experience?
Well, I think out of respect, you do meet with the family and ask. It's pretty much like the Latin culture.
Latino, yeah.
In my case, D did not. Which is why we haven't seen him since. No, I'm kidding. You know, D, come to think of it, D didn't ask my parents for a blessing or permission, nor did he get down on one knee. And so I kind of relate to Rob in this scenario, because our experience was we were just sitting Indian style on the ground looking at each other, and he kind of tossed a ring box at me, and it was a plastic ring box that I got in a press kit.
This sounds amazing.
I know. I don't
share
this story
often. Was it in a
romantic
location at least?
It was in my bedroom where I lived with my parents, and I had my twin bed right there.
Aww.
And all my pink. I got married early, guys.
Did you ever have, like, Hello Kitty on the wall?
I did, yeah.
Wow. How old were you when you got married?
I was 24 years old.
I was 24 the first time.
Oh, that's not what I want to hear.
How long have you? Well, I don't want to date you.
We were dating for 6 years, and then we have been married for 11 years this July.
Oh, fantastic.
Congrats. That's
great. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Although no one's ever seen him, so I could be lying.
This is the truth. I get to say this now. I will be married 11 years in September.
Yay! Whoa. Congrats.
Yes.
That's awesome.
And to be specific, in a row.
Yes, in a row. Thank you.
To this
and one. D, by the way, we say D. For those of you around the country who don't know who D is for Darius.
Darius, that's right.
Hootie and the Blowfish.
That's right.
All right, that's all I'm going
to
say.
He went to country.
And he is married to Hootie.
He hated that. Man, did he hate that. Everybody calls me Hootie.
Yeah, I know.
24, I think that's an engagement you would expect. So maybe we do have a perspective that.
Yeah.
They're both young.
Yeah.
Oh, how old is Rob?
He's 28.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And how old is Winona?
I think she's 24, 25. Yeah.
Okay. You know what? Listen, I'm surprised. I think if he's happy, we're happy.
Yeah. I just like looking at your face right now. That's all.
As someone who has a great working relationship with Robin, who watched him mature from actually intern to producer, you saw it happen under your tutelage. What is your percentage chance that he was somehow coerced into this?
I don't think he was coerced, but I think he was sleepy.
That's what we said on the thank you. Yeah. We said it was just the path of least resistance.
Yep. Yeah.
They had a good thing going on.
Yeah.
He didn't want to break the lease. Right. If it was a no-go, then there would be much more work in the private sector that he'd have to deal
with. They're on the couch watching Netflix.
Yeah.
They don't want to lose the Netflix account. Yeah. It's like, you know, this is all pretty good.
Who's going to keep the dog?
Yeah. Well, congratulations to Rofo. The engagement's still on, to the best of my knowledge.
It's still Facebook official, yes.
And we're here 100%, Mike, and if they need a venue, we can talk about it because the second floor is open.
I would like maybe a bi-weekly report from Rob Ford to pop in and chat with us and let us know how his world's going, because he's very funny and I like him. As you know, he's a funny guy
and Rob, text me.
Once in a while.
All right, before we let you go, one last question. So how is your former partner in crime, Gary Stein, who I sent a personal message to, I think last week, I did a deep dive on his photography website, which I think is a hobby that turned into something a little more serious.
Yeah.
He's got an eye. He's got a lot of talent. He does a really nice job.
I didn't know this about Gary.
Yeah. Oh, he's a good photographer. He's a good photographer. Not a great podcaster, but a great photographer. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
You're going to get a phone call.
I know.
Gary, I still love you.
What, you don't love me anymore?
I thought you were fantastic.
I'm surprised I didn't get a phone call when Mike sent him a personal message, because that would have warranted a phone call. Gary's doing great, as you've seen on Facebook. We got together a couple of months ago. We were together for a big birthday that I had last year. And, you know, I love the guy. I will tell you this, and it's the honest to God's truth. Every few weeks, we talk on the phone, and he will say to me, if we were doing the show, this is what we would have talked about today. Yeah. He'll tell me a crazy story or something that happened to him.
The door is always open here, as you know. We'd love to have you back.
And I love
you for
you,
anything you want to promote, anytime you want to come by.
Oh, thank you.
Besides the morning TV show and your blissful marriage, anything else that's going on in your life before we let you go home and get some rest?
No, I mean, you know, just being a mom keeps me busy. You have a 6-year-old, I have a 7-year-old. So we know they're very demanding. Yeah, that world. They're very demanding and needy. And she's an only child, so I'm down on the ground, like, playing with her, you know, playing dolls and Barbies.
I'm incapable of that, Annie. I can't do that.
It's draining, Mike. It's draining. And you know, when those eyes come to you and they're like, can you play with me? You can't say no.
Well, cherish these times, because my youngest, Robert, is now 17, and now I have to play with Barbies by myself.
Mike says, I got 18. I'll see you in a while, kid.
Okay, so maybe we can't relate.
Now they have Barbies for everyone now. We just did the story last year.
That is true.
The old man inappropriately became a father Barbie. But anyway.
Mike, it's called Sunset Barbie.
Sunset Barbie. Autumn Leaves Barbie.
It's
Autumn Leaves Ken.
There's not a drugstore near me, Barbie.
There is every chance that I will be attending a high school graduation in a Rascal scooter.
Oh, my gosh.
I think there's a chance I'm going to do that.
Oh, that is
all right,
hilarious.
Well, you two, go home, get some sleep.
Thanks, Mike. You're the best. Show,
love you guys. Love you.
The show is Coffee Time with Donnie Simpson and Annie Yu. No, I'm sorry. Get Up DC, WUSA. Not Mike Lewis doesn't do it anymore, but I remember WUSA.
Nice.
Channel 9 here in Washington, D.C. Annie, you, Tony Perkins, we love you guys. Thanks so much for coming by and sharing a very busy day, which they all are for you guys. We appreciate that. Me, I'm going to get my oil changed after this.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.